Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. Mary Magdalene waiting at the tomb seems to emphasize the reality that good things come to those who wait. Today's gospel on the feast of St. Mary Magdalene is, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned round and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he told her. Especially around Easter, and then also at the Feast of St. Mary Magdalene, I think about what her experience was like. She's in grief, she's in mourning, and she goes to his tomb just wanting to be near his body. And then she sees that the tomb is open. And then people, like, there's this flurry of activity where Peter and John rush to the tomb and they look inside and then they go away. And then Mary stays. She continues to just be there. Even though the body of Jesus is gone, even though she doesn't exactly know what's going to happen next, she just waits. And then she's able to see two angels and she talks to them. And then she sees Jesus and she's talking to him, but she doesn't even know that it's him. But she's showing this great faithfulness. Her main desire is that she wants to seek the Lord. We see this echoed in the first reading. One of the options being from Song of Songs, where it talks about this bride seeking the one that her heart loves. We see it in the responsorial psalm, Psalm 63, where it's all about seeking after God and how our whole being thirsts for him and seeks after him. So St. Mary Magdalene's life was one of incredible seeking. And we know in scripture that initially the way that she was seeking fulfillment and happiness wasn't good. But then when she encounters Jesus, she follows him. And she's faithful. We see these glimpses of, like, the imperfection of the disciples, but we don't really see much of the imperfections of St. Mary Magdalene after her conversion, right? She just radically changes her life and then she follows Jesus. And that changes everything. And so when the one who changed her life has died, she just wants to wait near him. And then when the body's gone, she just wants to find the body. And then when she realizes that she's actually speaking to Jesus, then she just wants to hold on to him. Right? His words, "Stop holding on to me, for I'm not yet ascended to the Father." Mary Magdalene is a beautiful example of just waiting on the Lord and waiting for whatever he's going to do and trusting that he's going to do something even if you don't know what it is. And when Jesus then tells Mary to leave and to go spread the gospel, right, this good news that Christ has risen, she becomes the apostle to the apostles. That she goes and bears this good news to the disciples, and then we would imagine she continues to do this for the rest of her life because her life has been radically changed by Jesus. What is the way that the Lord is calling us to wait, to trust in him, to be patient? And what are the ways that the Lord is calling us to be sent out, to go and preach the gospel and to preach the good news? And to be able to give witness to the radical transformation that Christ has brought about in our lives. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the witness of St. Mary Magdalene, for her humility, for her desire to seek you in all things, for her zeal, for her passion. Thank you for the ways that you shaped her into the saint that you desired her to be. Grant us the same grace to become saints in the midst of our difficulties, in the midst of our sinfulness, in the midst of our weakness, and to always look for you in every moment of every day. St. Mary Magdalene, pray for us.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.